The main storm track remains directed away from the northeast. As a result, there is no significant precipitation in our forecast for at least a few days. A deck of high clouds has moved through the area this afternoon, and if you happen to look at a composite radar, it looks like there's something going on, and indeed there are some light snow showers falling from the base of the clouds. Those snow showers are encountering a layer of dry air between the base of the clouds and the ground, and so those snow showers are drying up or sublimating. So it has been largely dry through the day, though a couple of snow showers have made it to the ground, and there's still a chance for a few spotty snow showers in spots through the early evening into the overnight hours. And in spots where there are snow showers, there's a chance for a little dusting of snow, so a few slippery spots are possible, but most areas are going to stay dry. Tonight, a band of lake effect snow will begin to develop that will likely impact the southern Adirondacks overnight into the day tomorrow. This is not expected to be a very heavy band of lake effect snow, but in any areas where these snow showers occur, again, there's the potential for some slippery spots and some light accumulation. Temperatures tonight will be in the teens to low 20s, and then tomorrow we'll see a blend of clouds and sunshine. There is that chance for some snow showers, primarily north and west of Albany, and temperatures will be in the upper 20s and low and mid-30s, so it'll be another cool day, but a day that is fairly typical for this time of year. The weather will remain largely quiet through Wednesday. That band of lake effect snow should shift a little bit farther north, so that'll keep the snow shower chance in our forecast primarily across the North Country and across central and northern Vermont. Temperatures on Wednesday will be in the 30s, and then we'll start to see a slow warming trend later in the week. By Thursday, temperatures will be near or a bit over 40 degrees, and it will likely be a few degrees warmer than that on Friday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to low 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of snow showers, a high of 28 to 34. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers, lows in the teens to low 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, a chance of snow showers, a high of 28 to 34. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, lows in the upper teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a high of 36 to 42. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the upper teens to lower 20s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, a high of 30 to 35. Region-wide on Wednesday, partly to mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers mainly north, highs in the 30s, and on Thursday, variably cloudy and a bit warmer, with highs in the upper 30s to lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.